Hey, hey, welcome back to Sharp Elbows. We're here with Dan Schaefer, a journalist, and so naturally we're giving him the opportunity to hopefully not grill us, but definitely ask us some questions. Dan, is there anything you're wondering?
There is. Let's see. So I want to talk a little bit about what's been in the news this week and really within the last 24 hours or so with some of your colleagues on the other side of the aisle. Still trying to relitigate the 2020 election. And I think Janelle Branch and some of the folks on the elections committee were again trying to call into question the legitimacy of Milwaukee's votes. And, you know, that kind of ties into what we were talking about earlier with how Milwaukee has to be resilient and has to put up with a lot. But one of the things that I always hope to see more of is more of a pushback against that. What I'm wondering is what you think about how state Democrats and other liberal groups in the state are, whether they're doing enough to stand up for Milwaukee's votes.
Well, we know that the crowd at the Capitol yesterday, and both Nada and I were, we chose to work remotely yesterday. Sheriff David Clark is his name, was saying, Vossa, go eat a crab sandwich. I think that division that is happening amongst that party, if they are even united as a party right now, is in itself a tool that we as Democrats have to leverage. The fact of the matter is the votes that came from Milwaukee County, the votes that everyone put forth in the 2020 election are legitimate, and our clerks know that election votes are counted at a municipal level, that what Rep. Branchen is doing is essentially copy and pasting whatever is given to her from other states to be putting up a performatory effort to try to delegitimize a completely fair and secure election. It's sad that she doesn't really know the protocols or even the procedures that comes with elections, and yet she's claiming to have some sort of cyber ninjas come in and discredit Milwaukee voters. I want the people of Milwaukee to know that I absolutely will do everything in my power to protect their votes, but that one thing they should know is that the person who is doing this doesn't know what they're doing. They are being fed information and literally regurgitating it out trying to delegitimize an election that was, again, completely secure and fair and legitimate. The fact that this person doesn't even know the actual rules and regulations when it comes to our elections, and yet she's going to somehow audit them, is laughable and really just an unfortunate use of tax dollars. And when you come from a party of fiscal irresponsibility who lacks accountability and you try to throw those words around, no one's going to take you seriously. So Voss, Branchen, Clark, all of them can continue to eat crap sandwiches. And we know that the votes of the Milwaukee people are secure, are legit, and whatever they try to do, folks are going to fight back.
Yeah, I think it plays into what you were telling us about earlier, Dan. It's just this history and the cycle of vilifying and delegitimizing and like devaluing Milwaukee and Milwaukee voters, and specifically Black Milwaukee. I think what we're seeing is the response of the Republican Party to a world that is changing, and a world that doesn't include their kind of conservative, you can call it that, or more so fascist kind of viewpoints on what a democracy is. You know, if Congress doesn't pass the For Our People Act, if we let these state legislatures pass incredibly, harmful voting anti-voting bills, truly, what we're going to see is we're going to see people of color and minorities disenfranchised from the political process. And in a state that's as gerrymandered as Wisconsin, where Democrats win more votes, yet we do not have control, I think it tells you that what they're doing is a systematic targeting of systemically harmed communities to make sure that their voices aren't represented. And I think what Dems really need to do is to name it, right? To name the racism, to name the absurdity of target. Why are they targeting Milwaukee? Right? Why aren't they targeting other places in Wisconsin for their so-called voter fraud? There's a racial component there. There's a an elitist classes component there. And the more we name it, the more we call it out, the less so they're going to be, you know, unabashedly able to kind of, you know, use their racism to further hurt our communities. And I think it roots in not only this specific issue, but it also roots in issues like the I-94 expansion, where, you know, it is the issue itself of it being discriminatory and harmful for people of color in Milwaukee should be the reason the I-94 project is in advance or it's taking longer. That should be central to it. Yet people of color specifically in that city have been left behind for so long. You know, I'm always wary of putting the blame on just one side. I think both Dems and Republicans and any person in power really needs to sit down and take a very good look at how our systems in general perpetuate, you know, bills like the anti-voter ID bills, things like I-94 expansion that really harm people that aren't in power, that don't have a voice. So I'm hopeful that Republicans and Dems really kind of change course. I think the majority of America, hopefully, is for that. Hopefully they'll you know, jump on that bandwagon.
Absolutely. Appreciate those responses. Really thoughtful and powerful stuff. I think, you know, I think you know, you guys are in Madison. I'm in Milwaukee. We got to build this Milwaukee Madison alliance up a little bit better, right? We got to start talking to each other more. How can we do that?
Well, it starts with, you know, basketball games and then debates on policy. I think we all have to really build agency in each other, kind of lift each other when the other needs it. I think, you know, Madison specifically, I see that we have a foul progressiveness sometimes. We don't, you know, take the further step when it comes to really dealing with these issues. And I think, you know, we can meet Milwaukee halfway and really uplift the voices that are asking for change and not really kind of dominate the conversation of Dane County all the time. Fran, what do you think?
I think we need strong leadership to be willing to collaborate more. And I think I was fortunate to work with Representative David Bowen on the Enough is Enough police reform package. You know, we're working with Rep Shelton in Green Bay, just kind of having these larger municipalities that are more diverse and really recognizing that if we don't uplift our people of color and really, like you mentioned before, Nada, name racism as a way of really perpetuating kind of the reverse trend of what people in opposing parties and often not only just the Republican Party, but people who oppose progress lean on racist and systemic issues to kind of uphold their policies. So I think collaboration and coalition building between leaderships over both policy, but also coming together to ensure that we put an end to racism and know that moving forward, we have to work in a multi-racial, multi-ethnic and multi-generational coalition is the only way forward.
How about you, Dan? What do you think? How do we all bridge the divide?
So much. Well, we gotta have more conversations like this too. I think all of what you guys said about, you know, kind of like recognizing that multiracial, diverse aspect of that our cities share But also, we, you know, we got to get on that theoretical, that train we missed out on a little bit more often and talk to each other a bit more. And, you know, start finding some of those common issues like Representative Hong did with David Bowen here, that we can find common ground and really work to make change on. And I think transit is a perfect one right now. We just saw Milwaukee and Madison singled out by the Republicans in the state legislature for their transit funding. I think that's an issue that's becoming a bigger and bigger issue in both cities right now. And I think that's something that, that, you know, we can stand united on.
Yeah. Where can people find the recombobulation area, Dan?
Recombobulation area. I publish on Substack. You can find me on Twitter. I occasionally post about my stories when I'm not posting about the Bucks. maybe now that there's the off season, I'll have a little bit more time to do some, you know, more political writing as well too. So
stellar work, Dan. Thank you so much for your tweets, for your columns, for the knowledge that you're imparting on all of us here across the state and not just Milwaukee. And thank you for what you're doing for your city. It's been Sharp Elbows on Devil Radio 92.7 FM. We will catch you next week. This has been Nada and Representative Hong. See y'all later.
Bucks and Six.
Bye.